This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll meet a famous playwright often associated with eastern Kansas who also had ties to the western part of the state.
Pulitzer Prize winner William Mater Inge was born in Independence, Kansas on May 3, 1913, and spent his growing up years there. His boyhood experiences and his Inge relatives, some of whom lived in western Kansas, are reflected in many of his works. His grandfather, William Hanson Inge, and uncle George T. Inge came to western Kansas in 1883 and established a dry goods and clothing store in Garden City. Other family members opened a mercantile business in Syracuse, Kansas. The playwright's father, Luther Clay Inge, grew up working in both the Garden City and Syracuse locations and married Sarah Maud Gibson of Syracuse in 1896. Prototypes of the playwright's Garden City relatives appeared in one of Inge's works, the 1971 novel My Son is a Splendid Driver. William Inge often recalled family travels from Independence, Kansas to Colorado Springs, with a stop in Garden City to visit Uncle George T. Inge and wife Sally Finnip Inge and their family. Inge's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Picnic, is set in a small Kansas town, and some of the characters profile people he knew growing up in Kansas. Big people come out of small towns, he was fond of saying. Inge's fascination with the theater began early as a member of an Independence, Kansas Boy Scout troop. Since the troop met in the Civic Center and Memorial Hall, he regularly sat in the balcony to watch rehearsals of cultural events that were presented there. Following graduation from Independence High School and the University of Kansas, William Inge's literary talent was further developed as he held various jobs, such as a high school English teacher, radio announcer, college professor, and newspaper critic. After a string of success in the theater and on film, William Inge's fame continued to grow. Critics hailed him as another Tennessee Williams, and he was the recipient of many national and international playwriting awards. Among his well-known works are Come Back, Little Sheba, Bus Stop, The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, Splendor in the Grass, and Picnic, of course. In 1963, at the age of 50, the playwright moved from New York to California. However, the quality of his work began to decline, and his successes were few. Battling an alcohol addiction and convinced that he could no longer write, he became increasingly depressed. On June 10, 1973, at his home in the Hollywood Hills, William Mater Inge took his own life. He is buried in Independence, Kansas. His headstone simply says, Playwright. Thanks to Pat Fishback at the Finney County Historical Society for contributing to this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I am Craig Brownlee from Syracuse, Kansas.
Our regional programming staff at High Plains Public Radio works closely with area historic societies and museums to produce the stories you hear on High Plains history. They're often suggested, researched, or written by volunteers who enjoy looking to the past to find the historical happenings that shape the landscape of the place we call home. From blizzards and prairie fires to train wrecks and trail drives, from famous lawmen to infamous outlaws, we're looking for the stories that made the Great Plains great. If you'd like to help us tell the tales of the people, places, and events in your town or county, please contact us through our website at hppr.org or call Skip Mancini at 1-800-678-7444.